The Gemara Daf Ein Hamad Aleph starts to discuss Halachas of Ptsua Daka, and basically the Gemara says, quotes the Mishnah Daf Ein, that the Mishnah says that a person who is a Ptsua Daka, he himself is allowed to eat truma, his avadim are allowed to eat truma, but his wife is not allowed to eat truma, because being that a Ptsua Daka is also love of a kahal, and he's Baal Ishta, he's going to pass away, he's going to turn her into a halala, and therefore she is no longer allowed to eat truma. But he himself, he is able to eat truma. Now the Shulchan Aruch passing is in Ebenezer Siman Hey, that a Ptsua Daka, so the Lach is a Ptsua Daka, is allowed to marry a, even though he's also love of a kahal, he's allowed to marry a Giyaris or a Meshukaravis, because he doesn't have full Kedushas kahal, and therefore he can marry a Giyaris. He can't marry a regular Israelis, but he couldn't marry a Giyaris. But the Shulchan Aruch says, even a bigger Chiddush, he says, even if it's a Ptsua Daka who's a Kayan, he's allowed to marry a Giyaris. Even though Lachar, that should be Aser, because every Kayan can't marry a Giyaris, so how could a Ptsua Daka Kayan marry a Giyaris? So he says that the same way the Ptsua Daka doesn't have full Kedushas kahal, and that's why he's also love of a kahal, that the fact that he's a Ptsua Daka also takes away his Kedushas Kahuna. He doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna, he's no longer a Kayan, and therefore he's allowed to marry a Giyaris. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. This is based on the Gemara later on, and Daf Ayin Vav, that a Ptsua Daka Kayan loses his Kedushas Kahuna, and he's therefore allowed to marry a Giyaris. But the question is, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean that the Ptsua Daka loses his Kedushas Kahuna and he can marry a Giyaris? Is that a special din legabe marrying a Giyaris, or does that mean that he loses his Kedushas Kahuna legame? He's no longer a kohen at all, and he does not have any dinei kahuna. So the Chalkas Mechaikik over there in Siman Hey, he says that being that we say that the kohen Ptsua Daka kohen loses his Kedushas Kahuna, he's not a kohen bechlal. He has no Kedushas Kahuna at all. He can be mitam lemesim. He's not able to be nice as kapav. He's mamish, not a kohen at all. The fact that he's a Ptsua Daka is mafkia him from Kedushas Kahuna, just like it's mafkia him from kahal, and he becomes a zar. That's the chiddush of the Chalkas Mechaikik. Now the pell on the Chalkas Mechaikik is this is L'chayr Keneged our Mishnah. The Mishnah Daf Ayin says that the Ptsua Daka Kayan is able to eat Truma. He can eat Truma, his Avadim can eat Truma. So if you see that he can eat Truma, obviously he has a Din Kayan. It's Mavur that he does have a Din Kayan. It's just a special Din. Like Abba Giyaris, they does not have Kedushas Kahuna, he can marry Giyaris. But if you tell me that he loses his Kedushas Kahuna and he can be Metam LeMesim and he's not Nesis Kapov, that means he's not a Kayan at all. If he's not a Kayan at all, if he's a Tsar, how can he eat Truma? That's the Ara on the Chalkas Mechaikik. And the Chalkas Mechaikik himself, he asks his kasha on himself, and he says it's not shver. He says, "Mafakav the time beishperek arul the ptsua daka kain oichel betruma truma shani dafilu avadim oichel betruma." So the chalkus mechaikik truma is different because even avadim can eat truma. So if an eved can eat truma, who would do a ptsua daka kain could also eat truma, even though he doesn't have kedushas kahuna. That's his teretz that he says. Now this teretz is avad tamua, very difficult to understand, like the Prima Gadim asks in his chuvis, because a eved can eat truma, even though he's not a kain, because he's kinnik kasplay. We had this drash of kinnik kasplay in the last parak a bunch of times, that he becomes a kinnik kasplay of the kain, therefore he could eat truma, even though he's not a kain. But the psua daka kain, he's not kinnik kasplay, he's not the kinnik kasplay of the kain, he's not kinnik kasplay at all. So if you tell me that he loses his kedusha, so he's basically an eved who's not doesn't belong to a kain, so how should he be allowed to eat truma? L'chayr, it's very difficult to understand what the Chalkas Mechaikik is saying. What's the shaykhus between an eved of a kohen eating truma and a Ptsua Daka who's a kohen eating truma? L'chayr, it's tzarichian to understand his svar. So I was thinking that perhaps he could be mazbe this al pi a chakirin, ikadin, that a kohen eats truma. What is the siba that a kohen eats truma? Is it because the kedushas kahuna that he has? Is the kedushas kahuna what allows him to eat truma? Or is it the fact that he's from the mishpacha of kahuna? The fact that it's Mishpachas Kuna, Zara Shel Aaron, that itself is alone, that alone is enough to allow him to eat Truma, even though he doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna. And Bepashas, he can make a raya from the fact that an Eved of a Kayan eats Truma is a raya that you don't need Kedushas Kuna, you just need Mishpachas Kuna, because when a Kayan buys an Eved and he's Kinnik Kasplay, the Eved is not Niskadish of Kedushas Kahuna, he doesn't get the Kedusha of Kahuna, that he never gets. So you want to say he maybe gets the he's part of the Mishpacha of the Kayan, he's now part of his Nechasim, because you own him, that you could say. But to say that he gets Kedusha is l'chayr very shver to say. So from the fact that an Eved eats Truma, Eved of a kind, is a raya that you don't need Kedusha's Kuna, you just need the Mishpachas Kuna. So it could be that's the beer in what the Chalkas Mechaikik is saying. He's saying that this, that the Ptsua Daka Kayan is allowed to marry Giyaris, that means he loses his Kedusha's Kuna, he no longer has Kedusha's Kuna. Kedusha's Kuna he doesn't have, but Mishpachas Kuna he has. He's not kicked out of the Mishpacha of Kuna, he's still Zara Shel Aaron. So if he still has a din of Mishpachas Kuna, he still has a din of Zara Shel Aaron, he's able to eat Truma just like anyone else who's part of the Mishpacha without Kedusha, and the writer that is from an Evan. Mele, that's what the Chalkas Mechaikik is saying, that since we find that Avadim eat Truma, that's a ride that you don't need Kedusha's Kuna, you just need to be part of the Mishpacha of Kuna. So who then a Ptsua Daka Kayan, even though he doesn't have a din of Kedusha's Kuna, and therefore he could be Metam LeMesim, and he can't be nice as Kappa, but Mishpacha's Kuna he is, he's part of the Mishpacha, and for that reason he would be allowed to eat Truma. So that comes out of Chiddush, and the Gadab Ptsua Daka, with Fidachalkas Mechaikik, that he loses his Kedushas Kahal, he loses his Kedushas Kahuna, and therefore he's mutter in the Surah Kahuna, but Lamaisa, the din Mishpacha of Kahuna, he still has, and therefore it would be mutter for him to eat Truma.